following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is Clay Central Softball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Benhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, and Highway 9 Tire. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
Welcome into Clay Central Lady Volunteer Softball this afternoon, coming to you from the Marble City, Sylacauga, Alabama. Hey, it's not Rusty Taylor and Coach Jerry Weems. It's Coach Chris Heron and Coach Michael Short filling in this afternoon after a little bit of technical difficulty, some technical issues with the old green guys here today. It is April Fool's Day, and we've made it. We're here, Short. We're finally here.
We haven't fooled nobody yet.
And, Coach, we're in the top of the second inning is where we find ourselves.
That's right.
And, Coach, if you will, bring us up to date here where we're at.
We're exactly right now. We've got Camden Presley had a hit to start off the inning, and she has now stole second base. So we have two outs. We had two Ks before that. And Lauren Reed, our pitcher, is up to bat right now with a 2-2 count. And we have a runner on second base with a 2-2 count.
All right. So
Reed. It is 0-0 right now. And that's a strikeout right there to end the inning.
And Reed strikes out looking for that third strike. She'll take a seat. Short, we're going to stay right here, Coach Short, and let's go back and carry us back to the first inning and let us know how we did back in the first inning and then what the Aggies did in their half of the first inning.
Well, we started out the ball game with a ground out, which was our first out. Soraya Coburn, I'll get these names right. So Kara Lopez had a single. And then backing her up was Lakeland Carr, who had another single. Both of these were singles into the outfield. So we had a runner on first and second with one out. And then we had a K to get the second out.
That
was Lily McCain. And then Abby Wesley had a hard hit ball to the third baseman, which they just tagged third base, and that ended the inning right there. And then that was no runs. And then we flipped over and had a great inning in the top of the first. We had had one K and
bottom
two
of
ground
the first.
Outs. Bottom of the first, yes. I'm confused right now. So we had a fly ball.
Harshberger led things off for the Aggies.
That's right. And Brooke and Harris had a ground out to third. And then we had a K. Elena Bryant struck out, and that is so far what they've had. And now we're going to have up to bat is number 11, Sophia Harshberger. Does that sound right there?
That sounds good to me, Coach.
It could be Barger.
That's it, Harshberger. Sophia Harshberger, third baseman for the Lady Aggies, up to bat here in the bottom of the second.
0-0.
The Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network, live from the Marble City of Sylacauga. Afternoon, absolutely beautiful, bathed in April sunshine on this first day of April. That first pitch fouled down the first baseline for an 0-1 count to Harberger, number 11. In the circle for the Volunteers today is Lauren Reed. Next pitch to left field, where it's caught. Fly ball there, fielded cleanly in left by Camden Presley for the Volunteers for out number one here in the bottom of the second.
And now step into the plate for our Aggies will be the first baseman, number 56, Mackenzie Pruitt.
Mackenzie Pruitt, number 56 for the Aggies. First baseman. And she takes ball one. Reed working in the circle today for the Volunteers.
She's doing a real good job pitching. So far in the first inning, she had real good command of her pitches.
There's a grounder, the shortstop, backhanded by Wesley. She gets it stopped. But no play at first as Pruitt reaches on a single. That brings number 10, Ashlyn Johnson, the left fielder for Sylacauga. Bottom of the second, one out, runner on first. Reed steps into the circle to the rubber. Here's the pitch. A little bit high there, ball one. Nice facility here, Coach Shore, for Lady Aggie softball.
Great facility. I mean, everything here is good.
Mm-hmm. Swing and strike there. Running the count to one and one. With one out here in the bottom of the second. Area game here for the Vols and the Aggies this afternoon. There's a pop-up. And it falls right in between the pitcher and the first baseman. Just a dying pop-up, just very short. Not much height at all falls in there, but they are able to get the force at second after the ball dropped. Looking like the first baseman or the pitcher may converge to make the catch, but again, that ball not high at all. It drops in there, but they are able to get the force at second. For the second out, that puts Johnson on first, basically as a fielder's choice. That pitch is in the dirt. McCain does block it out in front of her, but it does allow Johnson to advance to second on that first pitch ball. So a 1-0 count to Kenley Hathcock, center fielder for the Lady Aggies. Johnson on second, two outs. Hathcock attempts to bunt. Bunts that thing foul. That runs the count to 1-1 on Hathcock. With Johnson at third, two outs, bottom of the second. No score so far this afternoon in this area contest between the Clay Central Lady Vols and the Sylacauga Lady Aggies. The pitch, the little slap hit. Wesley fields it at third, and everybody's safe. Just right over the pitcher's head, kind of into no man's land there. Wesley fields it cleanly, but with that slap hit, no play at first, advancing Johnson to third. And Hathcock at first. So runners first and second. Bottom of the second. First and third. Runners first and third. Bottom of the second. Two outs. That brings number 15, Alexa Smith, to the plate for the Lady Aggies. Smith, the right fielder for the Aggies today in this region area counter. That's a ball. Hathcock advances to second. On catcher indifference. So now runners at second and third. 1-0 count to Smith as Reed back into the circle into the rubber. Second pitch. The second ball, 2-0 now to Smith. Lady Aggies with runners in scoring position, two of them at second and third, but two outs. Reed working hard, and there's a strike.
Great job keeping the ball down the zone.
Running that count to 3-1 for Reed. We're taking out here, and a strikeout would be extra nice. The pitch. That one's high. Gets away from McCain at catcher. That gets a run in for the Aggies. Number 10, Johnson, scoring that first run for the Lady Aggies, allowing Hathcock to advance to third. The count now at 3-1. The Aggies score one to take a 1-0 lead. Smith still at the plate with a 3-1 count. And two outs. Silicaga now with another runner 60 feet away. Smith steps in facing Reed at 3-1. That ball's fouled hard to the first base side, running that count to full at 3-2. Reed toes the rubber. The pitch.
Nice pitch.
Strikeout.
Great pitch right there.
Good pitch there by Smith. Smith records the strikeout, but not before the Aggies strike first, scoring one in the bottom of the second. Lady Vols 0, Lady Aggies 1. You're listening to Lady Aggies, Lady Volunteers softball from Clay Central on the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, at the bottom of the second, the Aggies break the egg first.
Alta Point Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then Alta Point Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation and very excited to be a part of volunteer athletics on Classic Country 90.9. Atkinson Homes covers Talladega, Clay, Coosa, and Shelby counties with quality, custom-built, energy-efficient homes located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. 256-378-1201 or atkinsonhomes.net. You're going to love our homes.
From the marble city of Sylacauga, Alabama, the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network, Coach Chris Heron, Coach Michael Short, and Clay Central Lady Vols softball. Our Lady Vols taking on the Lady Aggies of Sylacauga, an area matchup here. We're headed to the into the top of the third inning. Our Vols find themselves trailing 1-0 after two innings. And we're back to the top of the order with Sarai Coburn coming up. Sarai struck out to lead off the game. Back in the first inning, Sarai coming to bat now for her second plate appearance today. She's facing on the mound. It's Natalie Deason on the mound for the Lady Aggies.
Sarai grounded out the third, first at bat. See if she can get things started this time for the Vols.
Tied on the corners. First pitch swinging, it fought. And it's Coburn flies out to right field. One pitch, one out for the Lady Aggies. Deason working that first pitch for a fly ball to right field for an out. That brings Lopez up. Lopez, coach, first appeared back in the first inning.
Yep, she had a hit to right field. She actually started her first hit in the game.
First pitch straight back to Deason. She fields her position well. And the old 1-3 for two outs. Deason, man, she's working on a good inning here. Two pitches, two outs. As the ball's aggressive at the plate this time around.
What you want to see as a coach, this could be a 1-2-3 inning. Officially 1-2-3.
Outs and pitches.
Outs and pitches.
Lakeland Carr now batting. Our third baseman, the Lady Vols. First pitch, she swings. One's in the gap. Left center gap, it's to the fence. Carr rounds first, and she's in at second with a stand-up double. With two outs, she works herself into scoring position. Carr with a great base hit right in that left center gap, rolls all the way to the fence. First pitch, Coach, we've been aggressive right there on those first pitches. That brings Lily McCain to bat. With Carr in scoring position at second base, two outs, top of the third. Vols trailing 1-0. Pitch again, first pitch swinging. It's to left field. The runner's coming, and we're tied. We've tied this thing up. We have tied this thing up. Carr scoring from second on the solid base hit from McCain to left field. And, Coach, I believe there's been four pitches. The ball's been hit four times. We've had two outs, a double, and a single, and a run-scoring single.
You can't get no better than that.
The Vols very aggressive at the plate. This brings Addie Wesley, our shortstop, to the plate.
Well, she's still hitting it. A lot of times you'd like to make the pitcher go a little bit deeper and make them throw a lot of pitches so late in the game you can start hitting them, but hey, we're hitting
the ball. They're there. Let's hit away. The pitch coming to Wesley. That was a little high for ball one. First pitch she's made that hadn't been.
First time she hadn't thrown a strike.
First time she hadn't thrown a strike. Worked a little up in the zone there to Wesley. Wesley, back in the first inning, Wesley.
She grounded out to third.
Okay. There's the pitch. She swings. It's popped up. It could fall in. It falls in fair down the right field line. Wesley holds up at first. We move.
Great job of base running.
Good base running there. McCain advances to third from first to third on the hit. The Aggies attempt the throw to third, which allows Wesley to advance from first to second on the throw, taking off the force at first. Runner second and third, two outs with 24. Ensley Giddens, our first baseman, up to bat. Runners in scoring position, second and third. First pitch high, ball one.
That's seven pitches.
Seven pitches. Five hits, two outs. Runners in scoring position for Giddens. Second pitch, straight back to the pitcher. And another 1-3 right there, but not before the balls tie things up. Hey, we're headed to the bottom of the third. This thing's tied. Clay Central Lady Vols 1, Sylacauga Lady Aggies 1. You're listening to Lady Vols Softball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Buddy Sports Country is proud to sponsor local radio on Classic Country 90.9. Located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, Buddy Sports Country features a wide selection of products for the outdoorsman. Buddy's is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms, and also offer a full stock of ammo. Plus, they have fishing tackle and muck boots. And now, Buddy Sports Country is a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday, Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it that right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Lady Vols 1, Lady Aggies 1. We're headed to the bottom of the third. First pitch, it's a grounder to Wesley at short. The throw over to first to Giddens, and we've got one away after one pitch goes short here in the bottom of the third. Wesley to Giddens, 6-3 for out number one.
Did a great job fielding the ball, step and throwed. Very hard throw. Very great throw right there.
We're back to the top of the order for the Lady Aggies. Josie Harshbarger. And that first pitch is a strike from Reed. Reed working well. Neither one of these pitchers, Coach, have thrown up many pitches yet today.
No, not at all.
Very aggressive batters at the plate, both sides.
That's not going to be a problem.
No, both sides. The second pitch, that one's to left field.
What a jump.
We're on the move. Just out over the outstretched glove of Presley in left field. That allows Harshbarger to get the second base, a stand-up double for her. As now the Lady Aggies find themselves here in the bottom of the third with one out, but a runner on second in scoring position. We've got a courtesy runner for the catcher coming in. For the Lady Aggies, number 36, Malaya Bryant will be courtesy running here. Coach, just over the outstretched glove.
She got a good jump on it. I thought she was going to catch it right there at the end and just dig it over her glove. That's when you talk about it's a game of inches.
Absolutely. Number six, Brooklyn Harris. What'd she do last time, Coach?
Brooklyn, a G3.
Grounded
out to the third.
All right, that first pitch from Reed is a ball. So Reed working now 1-0 count to Harris.
Coach, it ain't been about 20 years since I kept a book. I'm trying to get it back in my mind.
It's like riding a bike, Coach. There's a swing and a miss, running that count to 1-1.
Well, I'm greasing the chain up right now.
Well, so just don't fall off. Have your training. There's no training wheels. You just got to get your balance. And no helmet. Me and you should have no helmet.
Yeah.
So don't fall. Third pitch, it's popped up. It's in the infield. Second baseman making the call. It's called right there. Lily McCain with that pop out to second to secure the second out here in the third inning. So two down. And this brings, for the Lady Aggies, Elena Bryant. Back in the first, Coach, what did Bryant do for the Aggies?
Bryant, Cade.
So a strikeout victim of Reed's back in the first inning. Reed looking to the dugout. Coach, the sun setting behind our back as we're on the third base line. So
we can see our shadow now.
We can see our shadow now. Reed having to cover her eyes, getting the sign from the dugout. She toes the rubber, the pitch, and just a little bit high for ball one.
I can only imagine first base and second
base, right field.
Sun right in her face.
Oh, my goodness.
Right fielder's got glasses.
It's right on my back. I can feel it on my back.
That's why I wore white.
That ball's popped up, and that thing is going to be out of play, just down the left field line. 1-1 now on Bryant. Reed working from a 1-1 count, two outs. The courtesy runner, Malaya Bryant, on second for the Lady Aggies. 1-1, bottom of the third. This area matchup between our Lady Vols and the Lady Aggies. There's a pitch for a ball. 2-1 now. On what is an absolutely gorgeous afternoon here in Sylacauga. About 78 degrees.
It's a lot different than last time when you called
it. You're right, Coach. She got around on that one. That one's fouled off.
So she about hit that one to the bathroom.
Into the parking lot back there toward the school.
She got on that one.
A nice facility here on the campus of Pinecrest Elementary School here in Sylacauga. At the facility for the Lady Aggie softball.
Let's see if that girl is as far out in front as she was that ball there. Let's just see if we don't come back inside.
Reed's worked the count to 2-2, two outs.
See if we can jam her, make her
strike out here would be nice. As Bryant way up in the front of the box. There it is down the line, and it's foul. It's called foul. Good call, Blue. Good call. Right where we need it to be.
That's twice she's pulled one real hard.
Hard, Coach. She's getting around on that thing. Count holding it 2-2.
Wouldn't be surprised if she's got a good change up if we don't see it here.
Two outs.
She's been on top of that fastball.
And Bryant has worked up right at the front edge of that box. There's that pitch. It's low. He gets by McCain. That allows Bryant to advance to third, running the count to full 3-2. Bryant 60 feet away. But we've got two outs, Coach. A big pitch coming up here from Reed as Reed's facing off against Bryant here. Strikeout would be big here, or ground out just to get out of this inning. The pitch. There it is, and it's foul again.
Coach, you know how close that comes, this little girl running. I don't think she knew it, how close it was coming.
To the runner on third.
And she was close. Quick reflexes to get her out of the way.
Bryant is absolutely
crushing that inside.
Crushing the inside stuff, getting around on it quick.
Yeah, go it outside.
Here's Reed coming again.
There she is. Do her changeup. Actually,
that's tipped off, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Lady Aggies, a runner at third. We're battling here the third pitch with a 3-2 count. Bottom of the third. We're tied up 1-1. Ball's looking to get out of here without giving up another one. There's the pitch, and it's a called third strike by Reed. She got Bryant looking and gets out of the inning. The Aggies score none. They leave one at third, 60 feet away. We'll head to the fourth, 1-1. Aggies and Vols, the Clay Central Sports Network, brought to you by Southern Union.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Troppiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhelp.net.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, we're bringing you live softball action this Tuesday afternoon, April the 1st. Hey, it's the Clay Central Lady Aggies taking on the Sylacauga, Clay Central Lady Vols, excuse me, taking on the Sylacauga Lady Aggies. We're coming to you from the Marble City, Sylacauga, Alabama, just off of Highway 280 on the campus of Pinecrest Elementary School at this absolutely very nice Lady Aggie softball facility. Coach Chris Heron, Coach Michael Short filling in for Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Wames. No, not just because it's April Fool's Day, but because those we can't all be everywhere at one time.
That's right.
So we're proud to bring it to you the best we can.
We're a team.
We'll start this fourth inning off with Annalisa Harris, our designated player today, and she takes the first pitch for a strike.
She grounded out to second base the first time up the bat.
At count 1-0 now is Annalisa, number 19, designated player today for the Lady Vols. The pitch, she swings, and it's in the right field. A good solid base hit for Harris, getting that leadoff runner on. Harris down it, works her way down to first. A good solid hit to right field. Starting off the inning with a runner on as Presley, left fielder, comes to the plate. Presley steps out, back in. First pitch, called strike.
A little down in the strike zone there.
Decent. Pitching for the Lady Aggies today. Coach, what did Presley do her last at bat?
She had a single to right.
Okay, we'll take another one here. Runner at first. She swings, and it's fouled back. Run the count to 0-2.
I take that back. She had a single to center field.
Okay.
Had a look again.
All right.
That's eight. Still trying to stay on my bicycle.
You'll have it down, Coach, by the end of the game. That means they want us to do another one.
As long as I understand what's on
that's
the paper,
all you. That's all that needs to matter.
I can tell you how many of these little things are filled in.
As long as you can read it. The 0-2 pitch, it's low in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher, allowing Harris to advance to second base. Count now 1-2 for Presley. And Harris now in scoring position. Top of the fourth. Tie ball game, 1-1. Sylacauga, Clay Central. The 1-2 pitch. Line right to the shortstop. Line out to the shortstop.
Tried to throw behind
her.
She's
trying to throw back to second.
Hit her in the back.
Harris gets back on the bag, catching Harris in the right shoulder blade. A little sting there. Coach checking on her. She waves him off. She's good to go. Checking out that thing.
That's a hard hit softball.
Hard hit softball right there.
Very nice play out of that shortstop.
That Aggie shortstop, Bryant. Outstanding play there, snagging that thing. We've got one out now. Harris at second for the Lady Vols with
Lauren Reed.
Reed, the pitcher, to help her cause here with a base hit. Reed looks to lay the bunt down, and it's foul.
She struck out in the second inning. But when she struck out, she had already had the count to a full count.
0-1 count now for Reed as she faces Deason. Pitcher on pitcher here in the top of the fourth. The pitch, a little high there for ball one. Count now 1-1, one out. Harris on second in scoring position. for the Lady Vols. They see it here would be nice, possibly score Harris. The 1-1 pitch. She squares the bunt, but pulls back, but a called strike there. 1-2 now to Reed as Deason. Working ahead now here at 1-2. One out. The pitch. It's high. Running that count to 2-2. Pretty good battle going on here between
pitcher and pitcher.
Pitcher and pitcher.
Would like no more right here for your pitcher to help yourself out. Harris, helping your own self out.
Harris at second.
There you go.
Ball three. She ran it full again, Coach. She did it the last time at bat. Ran that count to full. It's full again. One out. Full count. Balls have a runner at second. Hayden Harris. And the pitch. It's popped up.
That's close to me and you off the fence.
It's into the screen, into the wall, and we'll do it again, Coach.
Got another shot. Need lie.
Battling away.
They are. This is the seventh pitch of this little battle here between pitcher and pitcher. The deeper you get into the count, the more you make that pitcher pitch, better chance you got in that fourth, fifth, the mid-innings there to get to a pitcher. Usually what they say the second time around, you got a good eye on them.
3-2 pitch to Reed.
Well hit ball.
Well hit ball to left field. It's over her head.
It's on the fence.
Harris is coming from second. She's being waved home. She'll score from second base. And Reed, a stand-up double for Reed to help her cause, puts the Volunteers up 2-1 here in the top of the fourth.
Can't ask for a better at bat than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. On the ninth pitch, she hits a double to the fence in left field.
Courtesy runner for Reed going in, number 11, Caden Lumpkin. She'll take Reed's place at second base. We've still just got one out. Lady Vols leading 2-1 with one out. Runner at second. We're back to the top of the order. Sarai Coburn, Coach. She's been up a couple of times. What's Sarai done leading off the thing for?
Sarai Coburn had a ground out to shortstop and flied out to right field.
Ground out and a strike and a fly out. So she's 0-2.
But made contact.
She's about due a hit here, Coach. It'd be a good time to get one. That first pitch is low. 1-0. To Coburn. 2-1. Vols taking the lead there on the double by Reed that scored Harris.
We've done a good job putting the ball in play.
From second. Deason, the pitch.
Hit ball.
Third short gap. The good throw. Left fielder gets the ball in. Great, great play by the left fielder there. Good field of that ball, getting that thing shot into home, making sure that the runner from second only gets to third, advances to third there. Good play by the left fielder. It is a double on the throw. The batter Coburn advancing over to second. So now the Lady Vols with Lopez up to bat. Lady Vols runner second and third. One out. Vols leading 2-1. Top of the fourth. A hit here, Coach. We can add to that end of that lead. Lopez, a couple of at bats she's had, Coach.
Lopez has had a single to right and had a fly out to third base.
So she's 1-for-2, Coach. We'd love to see her go 2-for-3 right here. She swings there,
ball hit,
but it's a foul ball right in front of the plate off of her.
Coach, that play out of that left fielder, that was just good softball.
That was a good, solid play. That was a good play from
overall,
the left fielder.
Everybody had a well-hit ball. Bases were run well. Coach is trying to send her home, and she hit the brakes. Which was smart, because that heck of a throw to home plate a while ago.
Lopez facing a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch.
Good eye.
Ball two. So, Deason working hard from the circle here against Lopez. Lady Vols with runners on second and third. A hit would be nice. There's one, but it's fouled off right over the
hard
first base
right
dugout.
Still putting it in play.
And we've got that count now at 2-2 as Lopez facing off against Deason, the pitcher for the Lady Aggies.
She's still battling.
battle away.
She chose to take that new ball instead of that one that's been played already.
Decent works her way into the circle. 2-2 the count. Lopez, she's in the box. There it is. Comes, there it is. A hit to right field. That scores. One from third. The runner from second scores.
Got a fly.
Tagged out. Lopez tagged out at second base, trying to advance to second, but not before. Two runs score for the Lady Vols to push the lead to 4-1 before Lopez with the second out of the inning at second base on the tag out. And now that brings number 28, Lakeland Carr, third baseman, with bases empty, but Carr is up to bat. Coach Carr's had a couple of plate appearances so far today. Her time at the plate.
She had a single, and then she walked and scored in the third inning.
So she scored our first run.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ball there, 1-0. So Carr officially 1-for-1 today. We've got time being called. Coach Wilkerson for the Lady Aggies. Little conference with his battery of
Coach, I have to
Deason
ask.
And Harshbarger.
Did you say Wilkerson?
Yes.
Is he kin to?
Yes.
Okay.
Clay County.
Clay County. I was going to say that the Wilkersons from Clay County?
He's Clay County.
That would be
Clay County roots.
They're brothers.
They would be. That's okay. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Had to go back to our coaching roots.
You
there.
Got it right there. Top of the fourth, two outs, bases empty right now for Carr. 1-0 count. Carr swings the next pitch, foul ball down the left field, down the third base line, running that count to 1-1. Lady Vols leading 4-1, top of the fourth. Big area matchup here between the Lady Aggies of Sylacauga, the Lady Vols of Clay Central.
They really put the ball in play this inning. Put the ball in play, good things happen to you.
The pitch for ball two. 2-1 now to Carr. Carr scoring our first run back in the third inning that tied things up at one. Next pitch is swung on. It's popped up high. Second baseman's making the call, and she completes the play.
Nice play.
For the Lady Aggies. Brooklyn Harris, second baseman, catching that thing down the right field line, but not before the Lady Vols score 4-1, headed to the bottom of the fourth on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Springtime is around the corner. Time to light up the grills and start the smokers. Ground beef boxes, hamburger patties, steaks and pork chops for the grill, and brisket for your smoker. Grown on the farm at Blair Family Farm and Market. Also, now available, all natural beef tallow produced from the Blair Farm calves. No preservatives, no antibiotics. Blair Family Farm and Market is located at 1015 Blair Road, Ackland. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 1 to 6. Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network and proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
Lady Vols softball, Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network, Coach Chris Herron, Coach Michael Short. Yeah, it's April Fool's Day, but we're doing the best we can bringing it to you, trying to give our guys Taylor and Weems.
Give them a little break.
You can't be two places at one time, so we just all kind of pitch in and do our things together.
And we're not fooling with you. It's 4-1 in the bottom of the fourth.
That's where we're at. Sophia Harshbarger up for the Lady Aggies, number 11, their third baseman. And she's seen two pitches, and there's been two balls. It's 2-0. to Harshbarger, third baseman for the Aggies. Coach Harshbarger's been up a couple of times earlier in this game.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's been up once, and she's had a fly ball to the left field.
All right. She cuts at that one, and that thing's fouled straight back. First strike against her. 2-1. Reed finds the count she's working with now. Ball back in play.
Only inning, Coach, so far that we've had more than three. Well, actually, in the second, we had four batters. And in the third, we had four. So we're averaging about four batters per inning, which is good.
And that one's cut on, swung at and missed, and the count goes to 2-2.
Okay, way to work back. Go get it right
here, buddy. Reed, opportunity to strike out the first batter of this inning, which for the Lady Aggies is number 11.
It's always
Sophie
good to get,
Harshbarger.
It's always good to get that first
the
out.
The leadoff lady. If you can get that out, that ball misses. That's pitch misses, run the count to 3-2.
That's what's been big so far for Central Clay is getting people on. Get that first batter on and put pressure on the defense to make plays.
Put it in play. Things can happen. Reed toes the rubber. Here comes the pitch at 3-2. It's high. It's ball four. Harshbarger draws the walk to start things off here in the bottom of the fourth for Sylacauga. First baseman now for the Aggies, Mackenzie Pruitt, number 56. A single for Pruitt earlier. And she digs in, and the pitch from Reed. She works to lay the bunt down, Coach. It falls right there. The only plays at first base to get force Pruitt out there at first, but the sacrifice bunt advances Harshbarger to second. One out now here in the bottom of the fourth. But Harshbarger advances to second in scoring position. One out with number 10, Ashlyn Johnson, left fielder for the Aggies, coming to the plate. Reed toes the rubber. Batter ready, pitcher ready. First pitch, it's over everybody's head into the backstop. The throw down to third. Harshbarger slides in. It's over the head there, but Wesley doing an outstanding job from shortstop, backing up that throw, keeping that thing from going on out into left field. So now, Coach, no outs. Bottom of the fourth. Aggie's got a runner at third.
That's just about her only wild pitch that she's
had. And Johnson with a 1-0 count against Reed. Reed toeing that rubber. The pitch, it's low, and it's ball two. Four-one lead for the Lady Vols. Here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch, it's swung on. It's up.
Nice play.
It's flat out. We got to throw home.
Not sure she didn't tag up. She left too early.
So, Coach, we've got the out in left field right there. We had Ashley Johnson flying out to center field for out number one. But then Harshbarger scoring from third on the tag up. The sacrifice fly to center field, making the score now 4-2. One out as Kenley Hathcock back up to bat for her second plate appearance today, Coach.
Yep, she's got one hit. She had a single in the second inning.
So the bases are empty now with one out. The pitch from Reed, and it's a ball. 1-0. Three-one-three's the call from the dugout, Coach, whatever that means. The bunt attempt, fielded by Reed. The throw to first. It's a little late. She beats it out.
It's a nice slap bunt, whatever you want to call it there.
It is.
By a left-hander.
Hathcock, safe at first.
And now stepping to the plate for our Lady Aggies, number 15, the right fielder, Alexis Smith.
And we've got
Alexis, we K'd her the first inning.
Two outs, Coach.
Yes, sir.
We got two outs. And here's Alexis Smith striking out back her only other earlier plate appearance.
Got her.
Should have her. Ball's missed at second. Base is stolen. Ball's into the center field.
That was a good throw.
The throw was there, Coach. The throw was there. just unable to make the play with it. And that allows Hathcock to be safe at second base. So she works herself into scoring position with Alexis Smith at the plate.
Ready to get this strikeout again.
Little talk with her coach, Coach Wilkerson. He kind of conveys the message of what he's looking for out of this at bat. 1-0 to Smith.
And he told her
with Hathcock at second.
And he told her he wanted a hit.
He'd love to have. Look what a hit'll do, is what he said. Big swing there, but it's strike one.
Look what a strikeout'll do for us.
It would. Two outs. Aggies with a runner at second. Count 1-1. The pitch.
Good pitch.
It's a called strike. 1-2. And we're going 2-5-1, Coach.
Let's see if it's a changeup.
2-5-1.
That's what I'm going to watch. Hey, go get her out here. One of those numbers is a hot number on her wristband.
And there we go. The pitch. The swing and the miss, and that's three outs, Coach. That's her second strikeout. Reed works her way out of that. But before the Lady Aggies score one, 4-2 after four. You're listening to Clay Central Lady Vol softball on the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network.
At Farmhouse & Company Restaurant, food is not all that they do. Farmhouse is involved in the local community that involves being a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. They also host events for kids. They bring in live music on the patio. And don't forget bingo nights every Thursday at 6:30. Farmhouse & Company is located downtown Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-3050. Open Thursdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. It's more than food. It's fun and family at Farmhouse and Company.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO for First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Classic Country 90.9, Lady Vol Softball, the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network, Coach Chris Heron, Coach Michael Short, and the Lady Volunteers. We're in the Marble City. We played four innings of this area softball matchup. Our Lady Vols are up 4-2. The top of the fifth inning is where we're headed right now, Coach. And game's moving along. Good pitching matchup between Reed for the Lady Vols and Deason for the Lady Aggies.
Oh, yeah. Very good job of pitching out of both of them. The balls have just hit the ball well. Been very aggressive at the plate. A lot of first strike swings and making contact. Got Lily McCain coming up here. She struck out in the first inning, but then she got a single in the second. So we're looking for another single here. Or if she wants more than that, we'll take that.
Deason working her way into the fifth inning here for the Lady Vols, and we're ready for the first pitch. And there it is. And McCain swings, and it's
wow.
It's hit. And it's
hits
at the base of the fence. McCain is safely into second base with a leadoff double here in the top of the fifth inning. Good way to start off this fifth inning for the Lady Vols.
It's exactly the way we started off the last inning with our first batter up, getting on base, putting the pressure on the Sylacauga Aggies here in the top of the fifth. Well, this game's moving on along, Coach. Once we got going, we got going.
Addie Wesley, our shortstop, up to bat. She takes a big cut at the first one for strike one. Coach, seeing something almost as good as that hit is one of these hamburgers here close to me.
Yeah, do you smell it?
Mm-hmm.
And the fries that go with it.
Yeah, and I hear it's, from what I can gather, it tastes pretty good, too. That one's in the dirt, running the count to 1-1.
Good throw,
man. McCain venturing a little far off there. And
I almost thought, Coach, I almost thought she was going to take off the third when she threw behind her. But she was way off the bag.
Harshbarger just took a shot back down there. That little closer than you want that to be.
A heck of a throw.
Harshbarger with a great throw back down.
It took a great throw. Anything got away, we're on third.
Wesley, a 1-1 count to her. She digs in. Deason, toeing the rubber in the circle. And the pitch. little high there for Wesley. We're going to 2-1. Top of the fifth. Vols up 4-2. No outs. Runner on second. 2-1 count to Wesley. The pitch is stroked down to the third baseman. The 5-3 out at first, but advancing the runner from second to third. So now with one out, the sacrifice, moving that runner over. We're 60 feet away from another run after Wesley grounds out to the third baseman.
That was a well hit ball, though.
Solid hit ball.
Great play out of that third baseman.
Good feel by the third baseman.
Advanced a runner over.
On the throw, we moved our runner over. We're 60 feet away with Inslee Giddens at the plate. She squares to bunt. It's by.
Nobody's covered.
Nobody covers, and we home.
Great job.
We're home.
We are home.
Lily McCain.
Great job by the base running out of
McCain. Scores our fifth run there to put the Vols up 5-1, scoring one here in the top of the fifth.
Ball got by the catcher. Knows the pitcher didn't cover, so the girl did a great job. Coach did a great job of sending her, too, to get her home for that run.
1-0 count to Giddens as she steps in now with the bases empty and one out here in the top of the fifth. Vols leading 5-2. The pitch, she swings, she misses. We're at 1-1. Decent. The next pitch, getting swings and misses. A little change-up action there, Coach.
Yep.
Slowing that thing down. She's way ahead of it. Working that count to 1-2 in Decent's favor.
Battling back.
Giddens battles there. On that one, fouls it straight back. Stays at 1-2, and we'll do it again. One out here in the top of the fifth. You know, coaching with softball, you're really for area. You're everybody's in the area tournament. You're playing for seeding, hoping to maybe host.
Yes. That's the biggest thing, being able to host area tournament.
And you don't really want to finish fourth and have to face that host team at their place. That one's popped up. Second baseman for Sylacauga makes the play right there on that one. That one's a pop out, a pop four, P4 fly out to the second baseman for the Aggies. Number six, that's Harris, the second out of this half inning. And
Coach, what's tough about that is we see the sun. It's even getting worse and worse
right
on those
it's
fielders.
In her face. That brings number 19, Harris, our designated player today, to the plate with two outs.
Ms. Harris grounded out the third and the second, and in the fourth inning had a single to right field to get things started for us.
She takes that first pitch for ball one from Deason. Back in the box. She digs in. Decent toes the rubber in the circle. And the pitch. Harry swings and misses. We're at 1-1. So we've been around the batting order a couple of times. Everybody's seen the pitcher. Pitcher's seen the batters. It's kind of that battle up there. That ball's grounded by Harris to the second baseman, and she makes the routine play, the standard play. And it's a good play for out number three from second to first. Out, but not before the Vols score one run to push their lead to 5-2. Our Clay Central Lady Vols leading the Sylacauga Lady Aggies. As we're bringing you this action today on Classic Country 90.9 on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
The Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville.
Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-2131. With First Capital Insurance, you're not just a policy number, you're family.
Lady Vol softball, Central Clay County, the Sylacauga Lady Aggies, 5-2, bottom of the fifth. Reed in the circle for the Lady Vols in the pitch. And that's ball one to number four, Natalie Moland.
Our DP.
The she grounded out player for the Lady Aggies.
She grounded out to shortstop in the second, in the third inning.
The second pitch from Reed. That's ball two. 2-0 the count. Vols leading here, bottom of the fifth, 5-2. On the road today, the Lady Vols made the trip over Bull Gap through the National Forest to Sylacauga, Alabama, the Marble City. 3-0 now. Mullen. Count to Mullen. Reed looking to come in here with a strike, not just give the base to this leadoff batter here in the bottom of the fifth. The swing and the miss.
Nice pitch.
And the pitch count now at 3-1. Coach, what did we see? One turkey coming over the hill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just strutted right out there in the road.
Over the mountain.
Look at me. And maybe a mink.
Pretty ride.
Maybe,
pretty ride.
Maybe I've seen a mink. That's foul
and
ball.
Maybe a mink. We think maybe a mink. That foul ball runs the count to 3-2.
Here we go. Big pitch right here.
So we
keep that leadoff runner off the base.
It's been worked to a full count. Reed battling Mullen, the leadoff batter here in the bottom of the fifth for the Lady Aggies. That pitch grounded to third. The play, the scoop.
Oh, nice play.
Nice play on both ends of that thing. Nice play. Carr fielding that thing. A little short hop over to Giddens. Giddens does a great job fielding the short hop throw to get that first out and deny that leadoff runner on for the Lady Aggies.
Now step into the plate for our Aggies to be the catcher number one, Josie Harshberger.
Back to the top of the order for the Lady Aggies with Harshberger, their catcher, top of their order.
He does a great job.
Up to bat.
Great job out of
the Lady Aggies here in the bottom of the fifth.
A great job out of Reed. You know, that was a 3-0 count, and she come back and got that girl out. Did a great job.
Yes, she did.
Battling her.
Mm-hmm. Good battle went on there between Mullen and Reed.
Yeah, anytime you get down 3-0 and you come back and end up getting a ground out, that's a great job.
First pitch to Harshberger. It's hit center field, but right there where she needs to be is Lopez. About a one-step move, and hey, that one pitch and that second out of this inning.
And now stepping to the plate for our Aggies to be our second baseman, number six.
Good work behind Reed today on the balls that have been hit for the most part.
Yeah, have.
And this brings Brooklyn Harris up to bat for the Lady Aggies, their second baseman. The pitch from Reed. Good pitch, and it's swung on, and it's missed, and it's 0-1.
Lopez has made several good catches out there in center field today.
Harris, an 0-1 count with two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth, Vols leading 5-2. She digs in the pitch. That's a ball, and we're at 1-1.
I didn't hear anything at that time. He didn't make any signals.
Reed back into the circle, toe in the rubber, the pitch, and it's high again, and we're at 2-1. Coach Harris at the plate today.
Harris at the plate today has a ground out to the pitcher and a fly out to second.
0-2. That one's popped up. Does it stay in play? It does for Giddens, then foul territory down the first baseline for out number three. And five innings are over, and the Vols lead 5-2. You're listening to Lady Vol softball on the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Welcome back to Sylacauga, Alabama. Our Clay Central Vols, we've made the trip across Bull Gap to Sylacauga, the Marble City. After five innings, our Lady Vols lead the Lady Aggies 5-2. We're headed to the sixth inning. For our Lady Aggies, it's number six, Presley, our left fielder, coming up to bat. Presley today, so far, Coach.
I'm fine. Up Presley. Okay, Coach. She had a single to right, and then she lined out to third base.
And she has just flown out to right for out number one after one pitch. So one pitch, one out here in the top of the sixth. Lady Vols up 5-2. Still Deason in the circle for the Lady Vols. And Lauren Reed, the Vols pitcher. We're back to the battle between the pitchers with Coburn on deck.
And she had a big double the last time at bat.
It was a battle. There's a hit. Coach, that one's falling in. Short left field. Reed. A good, solid single, and she finds herself on first base with one out. We've got a courtesy runner coming in for Reed. Number 11, Caden Lumpkin, the courtesy runner, takes Reed's place at first base with one out. Coburn back at the top of the order for the Vols. We're batted around again, Coach. Coburn today, her third or fourth plate appearance.
One, two, three, this is her fourth plate appearance, and she's had a single. She's had two singles today.
Two singles for Coburn. That first pitch is high, and we've got ball one, 1-0 to Coburn. One out, top of the sixth.
And she scored in the fourth.
The pitch from Deason. It's popped up back to the pitcher. Deason fields her position well. Out number two with Lopez Sakara coming to bat. The courtesy runner, Dunlap, on first. There for Reed after her single. The pitch to Lopez, first pitch. It's swung on, it's fouled down the first baseline for strike number one.
She's hit the ball hard three times today. She only had one of those fell in for a hit, and that was her first at bat in the first inning. After that, she had a line drive to the shortstop, and then she had a line drive to the right fielder. She's hit the ball hard several times.
Lumpkin at first, Lopez at the plate. Deason in the circle for the Lady Aggies. The count's 0-1. Lady Vols lead 5-2, top of the sixth. The pitch, that's a called strike there. We're looking to steal.
Oh, what a throw.
And a great throw from Harberger, nailing Lumpkin at second for out number three to end the Vols' half of the sixth inning. Vols 5, Aggies 2, the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe, formerly Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you want selection, not to be limited to a particular make or model. And that's why Hill Auto Sales features, well, basically a selection of Chevy, Ford, Kia, and Honda automobiles. We're all different, but we know what we like. Located on the Hill in Lineville, Hill Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The rocking chairs and the selection await you at Hill Auto Sales. Proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Reed said she's ready, Coach, and we're ready to go right back here on the Clay Central Sports Network. Lady Vols, Lady Aggies. For the Aggies here in the bottom of the sixth, it is number 3, Atlanta Bryant, their shortstop, and the pitch from Reed. And it's ball 1. 1-0. To Bryant. Ball's leading 5-2, bottom of the sixth. Pitch number 2, it's swung on, it's fouled back. The count now 1-1 to Bryant.
And we have struck her out 2 times today already. The key to our pitching so far today has been keeping that runner, the first hitter off the base. That's very important in softball or baseball, doesn't matter.
That leadoff man, you don't want him there. That pitch is fouled back. The count now 1-2.
Now you got where you want. You got to where you want her as a pitcher. You can throw whatever you want to throw here.
You can give a little junk here at 1-2.
Keep it low and in the dirt. Make her swing at it. Keep it on the ground.
Reed toes the rubber in the pitch.
There's low in the dirt.
It's low and in the dirt, but probably a little too low in that count now, 2-2.
A little too much dirt.
Bryant, the shortstop, that has made a couple of outstanding plays, especially on one line shot right at her earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Made a couple of very good plays in the field.
Been a lot of good fielding plays today.
Reed toes the rubber and the pitch. The 2-2, it's popped up and it's foul. Right over the dugout.
Hit the top
of the Vols down the third base line.
Woke us up, hit the top of the dugout.
Vols in the third base dugout today. Sylacauga over in the first base side. Back behind their dugout, Coach, a nice indoor facility.
It
batting
sure
cages
does.
Over there.
It could be possibly two lanes, maybe 3.
The pitch. And it's fair right down the third base line, right over the bag. And it's back in, and that is Bryant with that leadoff single. And that brings number 11, the third baseman for the Aggies, Sophia Harshbarger, to the plate with Bryant on first. No outs. Bottom of the sixth. Ball's leading 5-2. The pitch from Reed. It's swung on. It's hit. A hit base hit into the left field. Advances the runner to second. Run now, the Aggies find themselves with runners at first and second with no outs. And what the start of what could become a very productive inning for the Aggies. If our ball's short, we need to get an out here somewhere. Mackenzie Pruitt.
Preferably a strikeout to keep anybody from advancing.
Mackenzie Pruitt, first baseman for the Lady Aggies at bat now. Reed toes the rubber and the pitch. And that's a called strike. For strike 1. 0-1 this count.
Need a big strikeout.
Strikeout would be nice here.
Anything will pop up to the infield. Anything to keep the runners from advancing.
Keep them where they are. And that's it.
There's one.
A liner.
There's 2.
Yes. A nice double play there. A line out.
It's just 2 outs. Here we go.
To shortstop. Wesley does a great job fielding that. The runner on second had tried to advance. Wesley able to catch that line out. Make the throw back to the second baseman there at second to complete that double play to get us 2 outs, a runner still at first for the Lady Aggies. But a big play there, Coach Short, getting those 2 outs, that double play for the Lady Vols. The first pitch to Ashlyn Johnson is a strike, 0-1 now, 2 outs. Big double play there, Coach.
Just trying to score that one over here.
Big double play.
It was. Heck of a play.
L6 and 6-4, Coach.
Yes.
You'll have it by the time the game's over. 0-2 now to Johnson. Reed looking to work her way through this sixth inning. There it is. It's popped up. It falls in. and it falls in, Coach, just right between the pitcher and the second baseman,
mm-hmm.
kind of in that no man's land, and high enough to work, high enough, but not high, high, but not high enough. It falls in, runner safe at second and first.
You reckon we safely could call that a blooper?
Yeah, a blooper single.
It was a bloop single.
Yeah.
You know what it counts, though? I can't put B3 on it.
No, no, it's a hit. It counts as a hit. Two outs, runners first and second for the Lady Aggies. The first pitch to Hathcock. She swings and fouls it off, 0-1. Reed works her way into the circle, toes the rubber. Hathcock's dug in. The pitch. The slap swing for strike two. 0-2 now to the batter for Reed. Hathcock the batter for the Aggies. Hathcock had some production at the plate today.
She has. She's had two singles.
The pitch. Slap swing and fouled it back again. Still 0-2 and we'll play another pitch. Aggies with the runners on first and second. Well, it's bottom of the sixth. Vols leading 5-2. Looking for that third out to get out of this sixth inning.
She's had a slap to third, and she's had a slap to first. It got her on.
Reed toes the rubber and the pitch. And there it is, down to Wesley at third. Flips it to
there you go.
Wesley at shortstop. Flips it to third for out number three. The force out at third. And the Vols get out of that inning without giving up a run. We've played six, Coach. It's the Lady Vols 5, the Lady Aggies 2, as we head to the seventh inning of this area matchup on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
When you shop at Piggly Wiggly, you're not just another customer. You're like one of the family. We pride ourselves on giving you personal service every time you walk through our doors. Whether it's helping you find the freshest produce, offering personalized shopping advice, or carrying your bags to the car, we're here to make your grocery experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Friendly faces, helpful staff, and a shopping experience that's tailored just for you. That's the Piggly Wiggly promise. Piggly Wiggly is proud to bring you local radio on the Radio Alabama Foundation.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome back in. Clay Central Sports Network. Clay Central Lady Vols softball at Sylacauga. Area matchup between our Lady Vols and the Lady Aggies. Going to the seventh inning, our Lady Vols lead 5-2, top of the seventh, and we've got Lopez at the plate. Lopez swings the first pitch. It's a slow roller to third. But the third baseman for Sylacauga, Harshberger, charges that ball, makes a good field, a good throw.
That ball hit off
for one out.
For the, I don't think he saw it. That ball hit off her foot.
And we'll check it and see what happens. Looks like it's being discussed.
He may not concede.
We're going to get a little. We're going to get a little. We're going to make a call, and it's an out, Coach. Put it down. 5-3. Out number one. Top of the seventh. Lakeland Carr. Our third baseman. Carr today at the plate, Coach.
Carr today at the plate. Had a single in the first inning. Had a single in the third, in a flyout in the fourth.
There's that first pitch in there, and it's a ball. To Carr. Top of the seventh. Ball's leading 5-2. Deason still in the circle for the Aggies. There's the pitch. It swung on, and it's a foul ball down the first base line. For strike number one. One and one count to Carr. Decent working into the seventh inning. Starting pitcher for the Aggies. Both these pitchers done a good job today. Been some good defense behind them. Some timely hitting. That pitch is swung on to right field. It's lifted out there, and it's hauled in by the right fielder, Alexis Smith, for the Lady Aggies for out number two here in the top of the seventh inning. That brings Lily McCain, number 00, our second baseman. McCain today, coach, at the plate so far.
She's had a strikeout and a single and a double.
So McCain digs in with two outs.
Scored one time.
Here in the top of the seventh, Deason delivers the pitch. It's low for ball one.
She scored our last run in the fifth.
Wouldn't mind seeing her score one here in the seventh, Coach. We could get her on.
Make us happy.
Pitch number two. She swings. She misses. It's one and one. Deason does a good job to me working up and down in the zone, Coach.
Mm-hmm. Does. Keeps those hitters off balance.
It's hit, fielded by the shortstop, and the Vols quietly in the seventh inning. Coach, three up and three down on the 6-3, shortstop to first. For out number three here in the top of the seventh, we head to the bottom of the seventh. The Aggies need three to tie it. The Vols leading this area matchup 5-2 as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning right here on Classic Country 90.9 on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the law office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Lady Vols, Lady Aggies, softball 5-2. Lady Vols, first pitch from Reed. That pitch comes in to Gracie number 13, Vincent. Gracie Vincent, batting now for the Lady Aggies, and the count 0-2 to Vincent. Vincent making her first plate appearance today. That second pitch, that's the second strike. We're at 0-2, Coach, to Vincent.
Yeah, I think they, you know, replaced Alexis Smith, who has struck out twice today.
Okay.
Giving this girl a chance here in the bottom of the seventh to make something happen for the Aggies.
Aggies needing, they need base runners right now, Coach. Reed delivers the pitch. It's swung on and it's missed, and that's one out.
Big strikeout right there.
Big strikeout there, getting that leading lady for out number one here in the bottom of the seventh. Two outs away, Coach, from securing this area win. Returning the favor a couple of weeks ago, the Lady Aggies made the trip to Clay County, defeated our Vols in a great game, one-run game, 4-3. Aggies looking to pick up the win coming over here across Bull Gap to Sylacauga. That one's fielded. That ball hit, fielded by Wesley at shortstop. Wesley makes the throw over to first to Giddens for out number two, the 6-3 out. And we've got two away. We're one out away, Coach, from securing this area win here in Sylacauga.
Coach, you don't think stats or analytics are good, but that's the third time she's hit the ball to the shortstop today. We've got her out all three times.
Coach, we're back to the top of the order with Joshi Harshbarger. What's Harshbarger done to us today?
Yeah, she's flat out twice to center field.
And there's another one there.
Yeah,
and she
play.
Does again, Coach.
There it is.
And that's the third out. She lines out to center field that time for out number three. And the Lady Vols coach, they make the trip across Bull Gap to the Marble City of Sylacauga and pick up the big area win, 5-2 over the Lady Aggies of Sylacauga. We'll step away, take a short break. We'll gather up some stats and bring to you what we've got as the Lady Vols have defeated the Lady Aggies 5-2 here in softball action today on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
It's great to see you.
A brisket biscuit. It's more than a tongue twister. It's a taste bud pleaser. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville features smoked brisket as one of their many breakfast items. Sassy's also has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuits, and you can even add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at Sarah280.com.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Atkinson Homes offers energy-efficient homes built by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms, including tiny homes. All homes come with brand-new name-brand appliances, air and heat pump installation, and a 1-year warranty. Atkinson Homes has received best customer service and top-notch dealer awards from the Alabama Manufactured Housing Commission. Financing options include home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home packages. Delivery, setup, and trim out are completed to code. Atkinson Homes is located in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank, online at atkinsonhomes.net.
Hello, I'm Lucas Browning, the Energy Services Representative at Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, here to help you keep those energy bills cool this summer. Keep your air conditioner set around 78 degrees and consider bumping it higher when leaving home for the day. Also, keep window coverings like blinds closed on extremely hot days to keep the heat from entering your home. It makes a world of difference. Need more tips? Visit CoosaValleyEC.com today. That is CoosaValleyEC.com.
Springtime is around the corner. Time to light up the grills and start the smokers. Ground beef boxes, hamburger patties, steaks and pork chops for the grill, and brisket for your smoker. Grown on the farm at Blair Family Farm and Market. Also, now available, all natural beef tallow produced from the Blair Farm calves. No preservatives, no antibiotics. Blair Family Farm and Market is located at 1015 Blair Road, Ashland. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 1 to 6. Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network and proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network, Coach Chris Heron, Coach Michael Short, and the Lady Vols victorious today in softball as they made the trip to Sylacauga, took on the Lady Aggies
in a big area matchup. And Coach Short, you've got the stats for us. Carry us back through this thing. Give us the score and what happened, how this game played out today, this win for the Lady Vols.
Well, it was a great day for the Vols, especially at the plate. Did a good job. They were very aggressive early, but then later in the game we started making the pitcher, you know, throw a lot more pitches. But we ended up today with 7 hits. That was led by Sierra Coburn with a double. And we also had Lily McLean that had a double. So we had 2 doubles today, and those were big hits with runners that were on, that advanced runners and scored for us. But again, as we said, we had 7 hits from the Vols today. And then we also, a great day on the mound. Pitcher, coach.
Reed.
Yes, Reed. I went brain dead there for a minute. She had a great day with 5 Ks, and she only gave up 4 hits for the day. But I tell you what, the other team hit the ball well, but defensively we played extremely well today. We ran around and caught the ball in the outfield. We only had what I called 1 error. We had a few, you know, throws, but as far as just 1 physical error, you can't beat that in softball in 7 innings, only having 1 error for the game. So all in all, a great job of pitching. You know, the last 2 innings there, we got out like they only had 1 runner.
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 innings,
right.
That was big for us. We're the same way. We only had 2 runners in those last 2 innings, but we did the same thing to them. So I guess we returned the favor to them over here at their home place today. All in all, great weather, great game, and we're not fooling you on April Fool's. Aggies, I mean, the Central Volunteer Lady Vols get a victory day over here in Sylacauga.
Good job by the Lady Vols, and we thank you for spending time with us this afternoon. You've been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. For Rusty Taylor, for Coach Jerry Wames, it's been Coach Michael Short, Coach Chris Aaron. It's not an April Fool. We got through it, Coach. We didn't tear nothing up so far, if we can just get it all out of here. We thank you for spending part of your afternoon with us. Hey, there'll be more action this coming Thursday. The voice of the Vols, Rusty Taylor. He'll have volunteer baseball right here Thursday afternoon on the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network. We want you to have a great afternoon, folks. We'll recap this thing tomorrow. 3-point stance. Classic Country mornings the whole morning long. It'll get going about 5:30. We want you to have a great afternoon, a great evening. Take care of yourself. And like the grinder, the voice of the Vols, Taylor, always reminds us, God bless and go Vols.
You've been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, and Highway 9 Tire. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.